Here will be your next clue.
All right.
You're in Atlanta now, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, now that you have that pile of Olympic garbage that you guys got, what you need to do is go and get the garbage signed by Garbage.
Garbage?
Yes, the band Garbage.
In Atlanta?
While you're there, check out the Smashing Pumpkins in concert.
No
tonight.
Way.
That's right.
Smashing Pumpkins and Garbage together?
You guys, that's right. And York,
like now?
What you guys have to do is get backstage, get to Garbage, and get that stuff autographed.
You get to Atlanta, you go and you buy your garbage, the leftover stuff from the Olympics.
We went backstage, we actually got to meet Garbage. We actually took Garbage to Garbage, and we saw Smashing Pumpkins as well.
So you had fun, and the concert was great, and you got all the stuff signed by Garbage, so that's stuff that will be given away.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for your next clue?
Yeah.
Why don't you throw Vinny on the phone, and I'll give him the clue. Vinny?
What?
How you feeling, buddy? All right, go to Nuke's Cafe in Tampa at 6 p.m. See the man with the axe. When you find the man with the axe, call us for clue number 13. Okay, baby?
But where are you?
Okay,
I need to make sure you're in the right
Tampa
place.
Bay.
Okay.
At a place called Nuke's Cafe.
All right, now, did you find the man with the axe?
We found the axe man.
Now, what does the axe man mean? Because it means something.
Well, he's carrying a guitar.
There you go. All right, now that you've found the man with the axe,
right?
You are off to see Stone Temple Pilots. Your mission is to get the axe signed by the band. Get the guitar signed and then get your ass to Orlando, dude.
It's Sarah and Spike, the DRE Morning Show, live from Universal Studios. Over 40 rides, shows, attractions, and set streets.
Now it's all ending up here. They're across the street from Universal Studios, Florida, in the hotel room that we were staying at. But they have no idea that we're down here in Florida, and they have no idea that they're about to complete their mission and have a nice little mini vacation for the weekend here in Universal Studios, Florida.
Let's call them at the hotel. Do you have that number?
Yes, I do.
I don't have to dial one, do I? Oh, no, it's right across the street. I forgot.
Hello?
Vinny.
Yeah?
It's Sarah. I'm so sorry to wake you up. I know you had a very late night last night. We're live on the air right now.
No.
Yes, with your next clue, because you have to be somewhere very soon.
I can't go yet.
You have to.
I'm still in bed.
No, the crazy thing is you got to get up right now.
Why?
Because you have just, I, here's what you have to do, okay?
You're down there in Orlando, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we're in Orlando, Holmes, and we're very tired. What do you want us to do?
Now, what are you, right across the street from Universal?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We got here at dark o'clock.
I think you're right across the street, so here's what we got to do. We're going to give you directions and a phone number. You're going to go and meet John Doe at the gates, and he is going to take you to the next mission. You have to meet him at 7 a.m. Not only are we trying to fool Vinny into thinking we're still up in Philadelphia, but now, on the line with us, Mayor Ed Rendell.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Well, it's your birthday yesterday. You must be a wonderful personality for them to send you to Florida for your birthday. It's very impressive. What do you think? You think that Vinny is going to perform here?
I think he's still in the dark. I think he doesn't know that we're down at Universal.
He won't mind being down at Universal.
Oh, good God, no, I think not. It's Sarah and Spike, the DRE Morning Show, live from Universal Studios. What was even more fun than the tour yesterday was waking up Vinny and those guys. They hate us right now. Absolute and utter hate.
They have no clue.
We just woke Vinny up at his hotel room, which is, God, less than a mile from here. It's right across the street. In fact, we had all five rooms for all of us the first night, and then we moved out of two of the rooms and got it all set up so it looked like nobody had been there at all, and they went into those rooms last night. We just called them and woke them up and told them that they need to be at the gates of Universal Studios at 7 a.m., and I'm telling you from
which
the way...
Which is a half an hour from
the
now.
Way they were talking on the phone, there is no way they have any clue. They were so bitter. They drove in from Tampa last night after the Stone Temple Pilots concert. They got a guitar autographed by Stone Temple Pilots, so we'll be giving that away. But the thing was, they got back to Orlando so late.
Early this morning.
They're working on maybe 5 hours sleep right now.
He's like, I didn't even have effing REMs, man. And you're telling me I gotta meet somebody at a park in a half an hour? I'm like, dude, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm like, you'll have all night tonight to sleep. Don't worry. Oh, man. This is going to be so great. We're going to bring them in this room. And
either it's going to be great or they're going to be like, screw you guys when they walk in here. All right, so in the next half an hour, he'll be calling, and he's supposed to call a certain phone when he gets to the park, so.
You're up there in effing Philadelphia, and you're going to tell me that I'm having fun?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh! I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see his face. Is this... I feel like we're college kids hazing.
Hazing
these guys.
Somebody, yeah.
Vinny called in with the appropriate call here
from the front gates here at Universal.
Costuming.
I am supposed to say ET phone home.
Jando can bring you in now.
Okay.
So that was like 2 minutes ago. This is the culmination of the entire month of tripping with Vinny. We believe they have no idea that we were here. We're
bring them
signal.
In. Okay, let's right. not talk so they don't
okay.
hear us.
All right. Here they come. Hey! Bill, Georgina, Maureen, and of course, Vinny. Is this a complete surprise?
I'm totally surprised.
We did the show here yesterday. We called...
Oh, man.
We are all done driving. We get to fly back, right?
No.
If you like the Road Rules ripoff, wait till you see what we do with the real world.
Only from Philadelphia's Modern Rock. 103.9 DRE.